Well, you heard, today is...
Bitch about your job Monday.
God, that's kind of getting annoying.
One day we'll be able to afford a band to back up that singing group. Coming up at 8:10, this will be after we wrap up a little.
Bitch about your job Monday.
We'll tell you about Oprah getting taken advantage of and Paris Hilton's deal in there. All that stuff. But first, that's right. We got to do...
Bitch about your job Monday.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Hey there, you got something for...
Bitch about your job Monday.
Do you?
No, it's about school. I'm tired of waking up every morning.
Oh, school.
Yeah, it sucks. It just started like 2 days ago.
Where do you go?
Manhattan.
Manhattan High?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, yeah. What year are you?
Sophomore.
Ooh, so you got a couple more years of having to wake up at the earliest possible time for school.
Yeah,
for the most part. Yeah, see, once you get to college, at least you have some kind of control over it.
And yeah,
you can make that classes more reasonable time, like 1 o'clock.
Or just not go.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so you have that to look forward to, but man, you got a ways to go. You'll get there someday. Hey, we have to get up early, too. So, you know.
Hey, why don't you start the Stew Scoop at like 7:50?
At 7:50, well, so now we're not only is it's bitch about what I do as my job Monday now too. Are you always excluded from it? You always miss it? You always miss it?
Most of it.
At 8:10, yeah. We do it at 7. We do it on the tens, you know. That way people know it's like, you know, like a news channel almost. When the this t- no, not really. But we do it at 6:10, 7:10, 8:10, and well 9:15.
All right, so you do it at 7:10.
Yeah, we do it at 7:10. If you can just get up a couple minutes earlier. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, good luck to you with school.
Yeah, thanks.
See you. All right. Maybe we should move that one of these days. I get that comment a lot.
To where?
By the time I get to work, I'm not allowed to listen there, and then I miss it. I don't know. Flip it in the Stuxoscope or something like that around.
So do it at 7:30?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's focus on the job at hand right now, because it's...
Bitch about your job Monday!
539-9750 or 238-0975. Hey there, you got something for...
Bitch about your job Monday!
Go ahead.
Yes, I got something for it.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I work in an office building, and lots of people work there with me. And we're not allowed to... Well, certain people are allowed to bring personal effects and put it on their desks.
Certain people are? Like what? Like pictures, things like that, or what?
You know, it's like people bring pictures and that's okay, and people can bring apples that have holes in them so you can store your pens and pencils in a cute, creative manner.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those type of pencil holders before, yeah.
But when I try to bring my stuff in, I always get in trouble.
And you have something like pornographic, or what's going on there?
Oh, no. One guy tried that, and he got fired. I'm not going to do that. Not going back to the joint.
That's probably a good idea. Okay, what do you have then?
Well, I like to bring gnomes to work.
Pardon me?
Gnomes.
Gnomes? Like the garden gnomes?
Exactly what I like to bring to work. I like garden gnomes.
Why?
Well, because gnomes are noble.
Hell.
How many gnomes did you used to bring to work when you were allowed to?
Well, my last job, my boss let me bring as many as I wanted. I had like 45.
45? Like, what kind of setup do you have? Is it a cubicle or is it a regular desk in the office room or what is it?
Well, I've got a desk and I'm sharing an office with another guy.
No. Could it be that he doesn't like the gnomes or...
Well, actually, I think he hates gnomes.
Why?
One day I wore my David the Gnome t-shirt to work, and he told me I was a loser, and he punched the desk really hard.
David the Gnome. This is a cartoon.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
It's pretty much the greatest TV show ever, but that's not the point.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got off. So you have a variety of gnomes that you would like to have? Like different ones, like men and children or so? Why would you need a whole bunch of different gnomes?
Well, you see, gnomes have a very calming effect on people.
But 45 or something of them?
I find it helps me concentrate on my work when I have 45 gnomes staring at me in a loving manner.
Oh.
That's freaking weird.
A little.